This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now for Art Space in Conversation, thanks to the Toy Foundation. And welcome to Art Space and Conversation. And this month, right through the month of January, you have artist Karen Phillips. Karen, you join me today. Welcome along.
Thank you very much.
Now tell me, Karen, tell us about your art. Because it's obviously, I mean, you're not a painter, you're not a drawer, but you're certainly an artist. Tell me about your beautiful mandala work.
Well, I've always dabbled in lots of things. I'm lucky enough to have a little home office, and it's a terrible mess. But and I collect art materials from everywhere. So I'm always organised whenever I get an idea. So I happened upon mandalas. I kept looking at them and looking at them and thinking, could I do that? Because there's actually quite a bit of mathematical precision needed. And I didn't know whether I would have the patience for it, but now I can't seem to stop. So I've got quite a few at home, and it's a great sense of satisfaction when I finish one.
I bet. Mm. How long have you? Well, how did you get into it? Like, what? How did it start?
Well, I'm a great fan of Pinterest, and I just kept looking at them and kept looking at them, and as I said, kept asking myself whether I could actually do it and just tried it out. I've definitely got better, and then just maybe in the last 6 months to a year, I've hooked on to the flower thing because. I love pretty things. Mm. I love pink. I love purple. I love pretty shiny things. So I've managed to integrate this into my work, and I've got lots more ideas. So yeah.
Has there been anyone in particular who inspired you to start with? Was there somebody who you? I mean, you know, you talked about being on Pinterest, but was there another mandala artist who you thought, wow, you know, like we were just looking at one of the pieces that we've got here at Art, you know, about, you were talking about the swishes and swirls and stuff. Has there been somebody who you've thought, gosh, I'd really like to try that or attempt?
Not a person. I haven't seen, I think there's some more people in New Plymouth doing them, but I haven't seen any. So, no, not a person. Curiously enough, I take inspiration from everywhere, from the environment to the veins of a leaf, and I look at patterns everywhere. So patterns on cars, on anywhere I see a pattern, and I go, I could do that.
So tell me, for somebody who, say for example, they want to get into doing this, what do they need to get started? Like if they wanted to learn how to do mandala work, what do they need?
You really need to practice your dots and get your paint right. So when I say that, I mean it's got to be the right consistency, and I have found that out to my cost many times. You need to get the pouring medium to get the paint to the right consistency, because if you don't, it will look awful. The dots really have to look perfect. Mm. So for that, you know, you really need to practice. It's taken quite a long time to be able to get the dots the perfect consistency. So there's that. As I said, I get inspiration from everywhere. I see patterns everywhere.
Beautiful.
I just note them down, and yes, I'll develop something like that. So yeah, I'm very interested in that mathematical precision and the patterning of things.
Quite interesting. You and I were talking beforehand off air about how it calms your mind, how, you know, doing this sort of thing, it does. And I was saying to you, but the same with knitting, and it's that process and the counting and the it's quite funny how our brains work, and I think a lot of artistic people find that. They do seem to find that a lot, and people who are musicians say the same thing. It's quite common. Karen, I'm going to ask you now about your day job, because that's really interesting, and I bet you use your art there.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. I think I'm a special needs teacher, so I travel around and to the schools where these children are, and a lot of the children I deal with are very artistically inclined, and I think that may come with that neurodivergent brain, I'm not sure, but they are, and as soon as I mention, you know, a drawing activity, an art activity, and model it with them, and they just think that's fine. So, yeah, a lot of children, neurodiverse, are artistic.
It's quite funny that you say that, because I, as I said to you beforehand, spent 9 years teaching drama at a high school, and one of the things that we did at the school that I really fiercely support is that we did a lot of community access stuff, and so I taught drama for 2.5 years to the Taranaki Downs group of kids, and it was one of the most rewarding things I have ever done. And oh my gosh, what imaginations! Just the most beautiful bunch of individuals I have ever worked with, because there was no inhibition in with drama. They had that freedom to be able to create and use their imaginations. It was the most beautiful process I think I've ever had in all the years of doing theatre. It was just amazing, so I totally relate to what you're saying.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And a lot of these children, this is their strength. This actually is their strength. And you know, here we are trying to teach them to read and write. Well, you know, their strength is more artistic and imaginative, and a lot of children are like this.
Oh, I totally agree. It's a bit like I've always said, you know, kids are either, you know, they say they're either academic or they're sports oriented, and it's often those creative minds are left. Look at the funding that we get with the art sector, clearly, you know,
absolutely.
You know, a clear example of that, and not everyone's made to be All Blacks, you know, we're not all made to be this, but we're made to do something, and if it's that creative side, I think it's beautiful. Karen, how long have you lived here in Taranaki?
All my life.
Yeah.
So apart from 3 years at Teachers College, a long time ago, all my life. So, yeah, moved around a bit, moved to different jobs, different teaching jobs, so so I'm about nearly at the end of my teaching career now, so
You'll have more time to do other work.
I'll be able to spend more time doing this, but it's very relaxing for your mind to do this. Very relaxing, and I always listen to something, listen or watch something or whatever, and nothing important, because I have to concentrate on what I'm doing.
I bet. It's a bit like when I have someone interrupt me and I'm doing a rose and I'm counting stitches.
Oh, terrible.
Someone, it's like, go away. You've just completely stuffed it up. I've got to start again and unpick or whatever and pull things apart. And I know there's a thing that they say in knitters, that if there's a mistake in your knitting, that's actually a good omen. Like, if there's a mistake, and you'll only ever know generally where it is.
Yeah.
Nobody else will know, but I can't do that. I've got to unravel it. I just can't cope with it. I'm a bit of a perfectionist nut. But it's quite funny, really. It really is quite funny. Karen, like, for people to get on and find you, where do they find you? You've got a Facebook page, so tell us about that. How do they find you?
So my Facebook page is called Dot and Bloom. I haven't put anything up for about the last month, but it actually takes quite a while to create one of these. So it's not, I don't churn them out very fast.
No.
So, but anything new I will put up there. So I think just search Dot and Bloom. So that seems to describe what I do perfectly.
No, absolutely, it's beautiful. And of course, we've got your art pieces on. You've got several pieces. I mean, you and I have just installed quite a few pieces, and we've got more to go up as well. And they're all for sale?
Yes, everything.
Wonderful.
Everything's for sale.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. And we've got a list here in at Access Radio too, if people want to pop their nose in and they come in and have a look and look at the pricing, and then we can direct them to your Facebook page to be able to get in touch with you.
Yes, so my phone number, email address, and phone number, email address.
All your contact details. Yeah,
all my contact details.
And I wonder, actually, all of your contact details, if people want to get in touch with you about purchasing any of your beautiful pieces.
Yes.
They're certainly stunning.
Thank you.
They really are beautiful. So make sure you pop in here. We are, of course, in the Top Town Cinema Complex. You can pop in and see Karen's beautiful work that is on display right throughout the month of January. Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.